A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities, do not worry about how or what your defense will be, or about what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say." Today in the United States, we celebrate the feast of Isaac Jogues, John de Brébeuf, and their companions, 8 Jesuit missionaries. They died a cruel death in 1649 at the hands of the Iroquois Indians to whom they were preaching the gospel. It is said that the Indians were so impressed by the courage of these men that they drank their blood in order to share in that courage. Many of us, including myself, wonder how we would respond to the challenge of martyrdom or even the challenge of persecution. We know that martyrdom is still a reality even today for our brothers and sisters in parts of the world where Christians are not accepted. It is said that there were more Christian martyrs in this last century than in the combined centuries that preceded us. Jesus, of course, set the example and led the way. He seems to have had a sense of what would befall him, and during his lifetime, he often refers to his suffering and death. He knew, too, that there would be an interrogation, that he would have to face the worldly authorities and speak the truth that he had learned from his father. And so in today's gospel, he encourages his followers and us not to worry about what we will say and do, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say. At that moment. Isn't this a challenging invitation? To trust so deeply in the power of the Holy Spirit that we can enter into any kind of threatening situation with a clear mind and peaceful heart, assured that all will be well. I don't think we need to be faced with the kind of suffering we associate with martyrdom to be able to appreciate this kind of blessed assurance. Every single day, when we get up and face the world, no matter what our circumstances, we stand before the unknown, ready to speak the truth, ready to live the truth. We don't know what this day will bring, but as followers of Jesus, trusting in his promise, we know we are not alone.